So many things have been canceled and gone by the wayside. And one of the reasons that you go to the Red River Valley Fair or any of the other county fairs is for the food, the smells. And you don't have to go without that because the Red River Valley Fair is launching Fair Food Thursday. 1 week from today, you can start walking the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And there's fair food waiting for you there. Breanne Lensmeyer of the Red River Valley Fair. How are you doing today, Breanne?
I'm doing great, Mick. How are you?
I have no complaints. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. It's a little warm. It feels like summertime. It would be a perfect day for the Red River Valley Fair.
Yes, it would absolutely be. It is nice to see the sunshine out, and it is a welcome sign.
Farmers are wrapping up planting, and on a typical year, average year, normal year, we'd all be, the kids would be getting their 4-H projects together, and people would be buying their Mega Pass. It would be just a great year, mm-hmm. But this year is different for sure. But you've come to our rescue with Fair Food Thursday. Describe that for us.
Yes, so we out here at the Red River Valley Fair have been brainstorming ways that we can still have aspects of the fair, which unfortunately we won't have the full fair this year, but it's for the health and safety of everyone. But we thought, why not bring one of the staples of the Red River Valley Fair, which is the food, to our community every Thursday beginning next Thursday.
Wonderful. Now, it's all afternoon starting, say, about 11 a.m.?
Yes. So it will be from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., every Thursday, Fair Food Thursday, and you can come out. We have different food vendors that will be serving up and dishing up all of those fantastic items that you can find out here at the Red River Valley Fair.
We've got, in years past, you got the bison burger. What is that great food truck from up by Park River, North Dakota? It's got kind of a Polish name to it, but I can't think of it at the moment. Just wonderful food. Because the street fair downtown Fargo has been canceled. The cruise night mm-hmm. in West Fargo ain't going to happen this year. And this is a way to get a little fun, get out there, socialize, are these the folks who are going to be setting up, is this the regular fair food vendors? Or will you be able to include some of the food trucks around Fargo-Moorhead?
Right now, it is our food vendors that we've had at the fair from prior years that will be out here.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, because I'm sure they have very limited opportunities to make a little money this year, and this is a way for them to have a little cash flow.
Absolutely. We love working with all of our food vendors, and we've all been craving the cheese curds and the sandwiches and the mini donuts and the corn dogs and that lemonade and everything that you can find out here on a normal year at the Red River Valley Fair in the food court. So we're super excited to have all of those vendors out there and super, super excited to have everyone come out for both lunch and dinner starting next Thursday.
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, one of the side benefits that we don't really want to talk about is you can have all this great food and then you're not going to lose your lunch because there are no rides out there afterwards to go on, right?
That is one way to look at it, Mick. You'll be able to fully enjoy your meal and you won't have to rush off to get on the zipper or the Ferris wheel. So you'll be able to take your time and enjoy the food that you purchased from one of our fabulous food vendors.
Right on. Yeah, the Tilt-A-Whirl always got me. I don't know why. I guess it was just going round and round and round and round. But we always sat on one side and made it go round and round. So I guess it was my fault, but whatever. All right, well, Breanne, now Cody Cashman is on board, and how's he liking it?
He is loving it. He is here. He is very excited about being a part of the Red River Valley Fair and working with all of our staff and everyone involved in all of our events, and everything is exciting out there at the fairgrounds.
Hey, good. Alrighty. Yeah, he's the brand new Red River Valley Fair General Manager, Cody Cashman, come all the way here from the East Coast. He's going to be a great addition. Have you made, I know the big iron in September, I didn't tell you, or I was going to ask you this, but I know discussions are ongoing, a work in progress. Have you made a decision yet on big iron?
Everything right now, Mick, is on as scheduled for the 40th anniversary of the Big Iron Farm Show from September 15th through the 17th.
Wonderful. Because I know I just talked with the folks at Farm Progress and Farm Progress Show in Iowa at the week before Labor Day, and then a couple of weeks later, Husker Harvest Days, which happened at the same time as Big Iron. Those are on as scheduled, and so no reason why Big Iron can't happen either. So wonderful, awesome. And looking forward to it. You know, there may be some, I guess not rules, but there, everybody's kind of learned that a face mask is a good idea and social distancing is a good idea. And maybe we'll still be incorporating that in September, but that's okay. So, alrighty, Breanne Lensmeyer, Red River Valley Fair Communications and Promotions. And Breanne, one more time, Food Fair Thursday starts next Thursday, June 11th, and runs how long?
We are doing it every Thursday in June and up into July, and then again in August leading up to the Big Iron Farm Show.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, we will look forward to that starting next Thursday. Lunch or afternoon meal for those of you. Hey, you can go there and pick up your afternoon or evening meal at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo. Thank you very much, Breanne. Thanks for helping to make this all happen, and hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you, Mick, and I look forward to seeing you out here next Thursday for our first Fair Food Thursday.
I'm coming out for a bison burger. That's what I'll be doing.
All right. I'll see you there, Mick.
Okay. Thank you, Breanne. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye now.